chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right,
and the radio up. Woo! Yeah, baby! John Reap here, sitting next to a very good friend I've known for a Welcome to the Fried Pod, everybody. Don't eat Tide Pods. Listen to the Fried Pod. Air horn. Air to the horn. I'm John Reap. Over here is...
Hey, Brent Blakeney.
Brent Blakeney.
Back again.
And we're also doing a smash cast
yeah,
again.
If you follow this podcast or my podcast, you are very familiar with what a smash cast is.
Yes.
But if you're not...
Tell them.
Let's do it. So you're listening currently to the Fried Pod.
And or
Back in My Day. Which would be my podcast.
That's right.
Yeah.
When we do, you relive old stories.
Yeah, we talk about the good times.
The great times.
The best times.
I like it. That's a good podcast. So
Thank you.
Basically what we're telling people is you're getting two in one.
Yeah, you are getting two in one. You're getting some really good stuff here.
Right off the bat, this is a great thing for you, the listener.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Hey, you look, I don't know how your life is going today, but as of right now, in what you're listening to, you can be assured you made at least one good decision.
That's right. Hey, you got a deal today. Two for one. Me and Brent are sitting in the Comedy Condo in One Nash Vegas, Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, I love this town.
One of our favorite. I think when people ask me all the time, what's your favorite city to perform? I go, Nashville.
Yeah.
It's my favorite city.
Oh, shout out to Zanies, where we are.
That's right. We got...
Well, by the time people hear this, we'll be gone. But that's where... maybe. I don't know.
I'm hoping this will come out Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow.
So tomorrow, so they can catch...
As we record this, it's Thursday, December 27th?
7th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have show tonight, Thursday night at Zanies, 1 o'clock. I mean, 1 at 7 o'clock. We have 2 tomorrow.
7 and 9:15.
Yep, and then we have 2 on Saturday.
7 and 9:15 as well.
Then on Sunday we're driving to
Huntsville, Alabama.
That's right, Rocket City, baby.
Rocket City.
Yeah. One of my favorite Def Leppard songs. Rock, baby. Come on.
But that's where we're going to be for New Year's.
30th and 31st. That's right. We're going to ring in the New Year.
Oh.
That's right. Rocket City. It's going to be a blast.
It is. Oh.
Blast. Oh. Rockets.
Man, I didn't even catch that off the top.
Oh, my God.
That was good.
We should look into doing comedy. I mean, that was fast.
Do people tell you you should be a stand-up?
All the time.
Man, me too. That's weird.
So, it's good to see you again, Brent.
And me too.
I appreciate the ride. My man here, Clutch, clutched again.
Oh, yeah.
Called him up the other day. I said, hey, this gig coming up that we have together in Nashville, are you, I'm assuming you're driving.
Yes, of course. I'm not at flying.
Well, what I meant by that was, I'm assuming you're driving from Raleigh.
Okay, yeah,
because that means Interstate 40.
Yes.
That means you got to come through Hickory.
Pass right by Hickory.
Might as well pick me up.
Yep.
And you said, you got it, buddy. So...
That's probably exactly what I said, too. You got it, buddy.
Sure thing, boss. So thanks to Brent, I didn't have to fly here. Just a quick 5-hour drive.
Yeah, it was fun.
From H-Town to N-Town.
But I will say...
That sounds bad.
Nashville!
Nashville. Okay.
But I was given a rare treat where I feel like I got to see Graceland. You know what I'm saying? I got to see...
Go ahead.
The pool.
Oh, right.
I went to your place.
That's right.
You know, I saw your parents' pool where the infamous story happened.
Yeah. What? No, okay. Now that you've seen it, it's like anything else in life, not as great or as bad as you think. What were your thoughts going into seeing the pool before you saw it? What did you think? Did it match those expectations? Was it what you thought?
Well, I say I'm always surprised because Hickory is kind of in the foothills. It's not really in the mountains. It's what? How far is it from Asheville? Maybe an hour.
Right.
Okay, so it's not in the mountains,
no.
But it's a hilly town.
We got one little mountain called Baker's Mountain.
Okay.
It's actually technically not a mountain. It's not quite high enough.
Okay.
But it's the biggest hill slash mountain we have, Baker's Mountain, right there. So And then you can see you can actually see the Appalachian Mountains off in the distance on a nice, clear, sunny day. Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, this is really hilly. They found enough place for a pool. But then I saw it and I was like, man, like, so much history happened here. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was like visiting, like, Egypt, like seeing the Great Pyramids, or maybe, you know, if like we found the Lost Library of Alexandria or something like that. But no, it was just like, there's the pool he ran past.
That's it.
His dad ran past.
Two of my stories in my comedy act I've been saying for years, the ones that I get asked to do all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Happen to be centered around that pool.
Around that pool.
And in a weird way, every dime that we've put into that pool has been reimbursed over the years.
Oh, yeah,
because
absolutely.
Of the stories that came from it.
Yes.
And it's one of them pools that has the lining in it.
Yes.
And and that lining has never not leaked. Like that time he fixed it, you know, the story, whatever. That was good for maybe 6 months. And then some other thing, part of the pool started leaking. And that's why my mom said this year, like, we're not going to cover it. I mean, it's a waste of time to cover the thing and spend all that time and effort. And when we're just going to just keep it open and we'll throw some chlorine in there. We'll scoop the leaves out every day, whatever. Because it's not even worth it. My dad wants to get rid of it.
Really?
He's had, for the last 7 to 10 years, he's been begging my mom to like let him just cover it up. Like he's done with it. Because of what it's costing to keep it up.
Yeah.
But I said, Dad, you can't do that. If you stop doing that, all the grandkids will stop coming here. I mean, it's one of the only reasons they come. Like, we got to know what our strengths are. It's the pool. So we still have it. And I'm glad you got to see that.
Yeah, that was pretty great. But I thought it was funny. I don't know if it's funny, but my parents recently moved in Richmond. And my dad's first thing was like, oh, all this space, putting in a pool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so they're going to put in. And he keeps saying, I'm going to get a pool with a liner. And I'm like, Dad, I have some stories you need to hear about why you shouldn't do that.
He's aware of the story, yes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think
he
saw me once.
Yeah. No, he's seen you a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's great. You're going to get a pool, dude. Congratulations.
I'm really excited. Yeah, exactly. It'll be like, oh, I might go visit my parents more during the summer.
Did you, the old house they have, did that have a pool?
No.
So you didn't grow up with a pool?
No, I never grew up with a pool. But the big thing is, my parents have their house in Richmond, and then a couple years ago, they bought a house. It's like a river house, but it's not like on the water. It's kind of in a neighborhood.
Yeah, in my brain, you had the boating life, the skiing life, the wakeboarding life.
Yeah,
yeah.
But then that just became too much of a hassle to keep up with, and they're like, we're gonna get rid of that and we're gonna take whatever money we make off that and put in a pool at the new house.
Great. Yeah, I mean, we have a lot in common with that, the whole aquatic side of us.
Yeah,
like I grew up with the pool, you grew up around water.
Oh man, yeah,
we're like Aquaman basically.
We pretty much are,
but funnier and better looking.
Oh, absolutely.
Way more chiseled. Oh, and less tattooed.
Yeah,
so I want to see that movie.
I think if you go in with no expectations.
That's it. I don't want to know too
much. Yeah, just, hey, let's go enjoy this
time. I was telling Brent, like, if we have time, which I doubt we'll get around to it in Nashville. Maybe Huntsville.
Maybe Huntsville, yeah.
On the
New Year's Eve,
the day of what we might hit a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Or hey, third time's the charm at the museum.
Go
I don't
back
know.
To the Rocket Center.
Rocket, what's it called? The Does Rocket Center? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Aeronautics Center.
Yeah, the
something
big
like that.
Space Museum or whatever. Uh-huh. Yeah, so that's cool. Congrats on the pool.
Thank you.
You're going to love that. Lots of fun stories for you coming up,
yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Sure. Just warn your dad about, you know, don't try to fix a leak in the deep end underwater. Go ahead and drain the water out. So great. So I wonder why he's choosing the liner as opposed to the cement option. I think it's just less expensive. I think it's just cost. It's just cheaper to have the liner.
Okay.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
But no one foresees the headaches that come with it.
Yes.
Although I don't know. I guess a cement pool could.
So is it just? I guess it's just they dig a hole in the dirt.
Yeah, they just dig a hole
and then line it.
Yeah, they that's exactly what they do.
I can see a lot of problems with that.
Yeah, they dig a hole and then they sort of carve it into the shape that they want.
Right.
And then they They might put something on top of that dirt. I mean, it's not, they don't fill it full of concrete, though.
Yeah.
It's just the liner goes in there. Maybe they must do something. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's been forever. But you, I mean, if you're in the pool and you feel it, you could feel sometimes, especially where something has happened, that it's dirt under there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like moving around.
Yeah.
With the liner on top
of it. That's what you kind of mentioned in the...
Or maybe that's just a bad job. Maybe they do put some concrete. I'm not exactly sure, to be honest with you. I feel like I said something I don't know the facts of.
Well, I was about to say the exact same thing. Like, you kind of say, you mentioned the algae mm-hmm. in the story. But I feel like, yeah, like, if it's a plastic liner, that's going to get so much more algae on it than, like, concrete.
You get algae. You know, we got, like, tons of spiders out there.
Really?
Yeah. Like, just, for whatever reason, a lot of different types of spiders and bugs like to just get on top of the water. So every, like, in the summertime, I've not been out there really so much since that stroke,
right?
Or my surgery, to be honest.
Yeah,
I had the surgery and then I couldn't even get in the water anymore, so I stopped doing that polar plunge thing.
Yeah.
But I think I might be okay to get in there now, so I might go back. But when I was doing that, I would go out there every morning as part of a routine.
Mm-hmm.
Since I moved back, my new little routine was get up, enjoy the sunrise, have a cup of coffee, walk out by the pool, sit there and think about this for a little bit, and then clean up the pool, help mom out, you know, just clean up, doing my chores, and then I'll record me jumping in. So, but there are lots of random spiders and bugs out there.
Do they give you chores since you
went back? No, I just choose to do stuff. Okay. Those are chooses. Not chores.
Chores.
I chose to do
choosers.
I chose to do the chores. Go do your chooses if you decide to.
All right. Well, I'm going to decide to, and you just leave my allowance on the island.
I've tried to do. I think my mom gets mad when I try to do laundry. I think she quietly gets mad
really?
At me. Yeah, it's almost like I'm saying you're not doing it right.
Yes.
Let me do it. And I think she slightly gets, like, annoyed by it. Because I've done it a couple times, and I've said, Mom, do you want me to throw some of your clothes in here? She's like, oh, what are you doing, darks or whites? Okay, look, don't do it. Do it on delicate setting. Don't put it on. And don't put the deterrent. And then move. You know? And then she'll just start doing it. So.
My mom's kind of the same way. Like, I'll... But she does it that I'm not doing it right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it turns into.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I come in, I'll just throw clothes in the washer and start it. She'll hear it from wherever she is in the house and be like, whoa. Hey, she'll, like, open the lid, like, you can't put all these in there. I'm like, it's barely half full. She's like, no, it won't do it. You know, just, I got it.
What are the, I mean, everyone, I think, everyone, because I've had different roommates over the years,
mm-hmm.
and, girlfriends and wives. One wife. But everyone has their own way of doing laundry, I've noticed.
Yes.
Like,
do you separate?
It depends.
Oh, okay.
If I have a lot of stuff,
mm-hmm.
I will separate.
Yeah.
If I've got six things that need to be washed, you know, like I'm in a hurry, but I know I want to wear those things.
Yeah.
But there's no reason to separate two white socks from everything else.
Yes.
And it's not even that dirty, really. So it doesn't need to be hot water.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on what it is. But if I got a lot of stuff, I would do darks and lights. Now, I don't go full on has to be white.
Right.
And I won't go, well, towels are just its own thing.
Now, I am a towel guy.
So towels are, I am, okay,
you know,
ahead.
I'll tell you why, because a trick I learned a while ago.
Right.
And not this happens often, but it's kind of a preventative measure. You know how towels can get that kind of musty.
Yeah.
And there's no rhyme or reason. It could be 2 days. It could be 6 months.
Yeah.
Moldy,
mildewy type smell or something.
Yeah. You just get a cap of vinegar.
What?
So like a bottle cap, right? I mean, it's half of an ounce.
Okay.
And you just dump that in the water and wash it. Takes away that smell of white vinegar.
Wait a second. Now, do you do that without detergent?
No, you put everything in. Okay. And you let it fill, and you just take a cap of vinegar and put it
with
in the water with the detergent and wash it, and it takes that smell away.
Oh. Well, would the detergent alone not do that? Or do you need the vinegar?
It helps.
It does.
Yeah. And it is kind of a preventative thing to where, like, it'll take a little
life
longer.
Hack.
I know. There you go. Man, look, you guys are getting so much out of this podcast today.
Man, I bet you're
getting
so happy.
Two podcasts and laundry tips with Brent and John.
Okay, so check this out.
Okay.
If I got lots of laundry, I'll do the darks, like I said. Now, I can't, back in back in my day.
Yes.
Well, here we go. We're right. making the Smash Cast
exactly.
work. There was a time where I would make sure it was all whites.
Okay.
Like I go like white socks, bam. White underwear, bam. White shirt, got to be all white though.
Yeah.
Can't have a little bit of black in there.
Or a logo or anything.
It'll fade or yeah, something. Yeah. Like. So it, and that's not what you find is you don't have that many solid white things.
Yeah, I have none.
Not anymore. It used to be a thing. Like all the, I mean. No one wore black socks unless you're going to church.
Yeah.
But now black socks are
yeah,
a thing.
That's all I wear.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
In fact, I still have tube white socks that are just hanging out and I don't wear
chilling.
them. But what I would do is I would save up all the whites and then throw them in there but with bleach.
Oh.
So it gets really white.
See, I'm too scared to...
I know, bleach is a scary thing. People are afraid of bleach.
Like you can mess everything up so fast.
And these days, the bleach, I think, that they have now... Unless you go out and buy bleach.
Yeah.
There are things that have, with bleach in it, that's not really...
Yeah.
I feel like wouldn't ruin everything.
Right.
So, but I don't do that anymore because I don't have that many white things.
Uh-huh.
And... I feel like I haven't really bought... Plus, I have those high-efficiency washer and dryer things.
Yes.
And you can't just pour straight-up bleach in there.
No. It's got to be...
I've not done it, but maybe we should.
Nah.
Experiment.
Give it a try. Are you a pod guy, or do you still use the liquid? Or do you use powder? Ooh. Well, are you, like, real weird?
I used to be weird. My mother uses pods.
Okay. Yes.
But I don't trust them. Oh. I don't like them. I feel like... I don't know. I feel like it's not that much. That needs to be more than one pod. Like,
yeah.
It
yeah,
says
yeah, yeah.
one pod will do this right. much, you know, loads of clothes or whatever, laundry right. or articles or whatever. But I just don't trust it.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom just does one pod.
No matter what.
Per load, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it comes out fine.
Yeah.
But when I do it, I feel like I got to put, I just don't feel like it's enough.
Yeah.
You know, but I put them in that little thing that you pull out, the little just, you know, mm-hmm. the new dryers that have the shelf, I guess.
Yeah, it's like a tray.
A tray that comes out with.
And it's got the little sections.
Do you do the pre-wash ever?
No.
Do you do a fabric softener?
No. I will do dryer sheets.
Oh yeah, dryer sheets are good.
But I don't. I throw a pot in.
But I don't put the dryer
but
sheets.
I will put if it's
in
a big
washing
load
machine. You put those in the dryer.
Oh yeah. Well yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You skipped ahead.
What?
You can do that?
Yeah, we're not even on drying
we're
our clothes yet.
Whoa. Ahead,
I can do another 20 minutes on just drying.
Let's stay with the washing first.
But I'll do pods, and if it's a big load, I'll throw in two pods. Like I'm under the same.
Got it.
The same thought, and then I just turn it on and let it go.
Set it and forget it. Well, I guess what was the necessity of pods? Was detergent not doing its job, liquid or powder?
No,
do we need the pods to begin with?
I think it's just that people are lazy, and it's a pre-measured
right.
kind of thing. It's like, I don't want to sit and dump pour into a cap and like watch the line. And
Does it save money? Or I don't know what it does. Okay. Well, so because of mom, I used the pods.
Yeah.
But when I first came back home, I wasn't exactly sure. And maybe she was out doing something. I want to do a quick load of laundry. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if the pod would work inside of the tray.
No, you just got to throw it.
You put it inside.
Throw it right in, yeah.
So you don't put it in the tray.
No, you don't put it in the tray.
Oh, see? I put it in the tray one time, and I was just sitting there looking like, this can't work. There's no way. So I took a knife and I busted
just
it open.
Stabbed it.
And I let it
bleed
into
the
tray.
Yeah.
So, but then I was like, well, why am I even... That ruins the need for the pod if I'm stabbing it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't know we'd be talking about laundry this much.
Me
this
either.
Is great.
This is a good laundry discussion.
Does this place have a washer?
It does
dryer?
Not.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had to get all my stuff done because I left and I was out on the road visiting family and stuff for days before we got here.
Right.
And then I had to get all my laundry done then.
Yeah.
Pack it all up.
Did you do it?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. I think Huntsville has a washer. So if I really need something, I can do it like Sunday.
I've packed a whole bag, like a gigantic bag for 2 gigs.
Yeah,
but
it's still like 8 shows.
Yeah, it's a lot of shows. Yeah. But at your house with you and your wife,
mm-hmm.
who does the laundry?
We do our own.
You do your own.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever like just said, babe, I only got like five things.
Yeah, I mean, we'll do that.
Yeah, right.
Or like, good. I'll be doing something. She's like, can you throw this in there? I'll be like, absolutely.
Right.
But like, on the whole, and I mean, like,
I think it's pretty smart that you do your own, by the way, in a weird way. And my theory is, keep your dirty laundry to yourself. it's the same theory I have behind when you go to the bathroom, shut the door, don't sit there and sit on the toilet and have a conversation.
No.
I mean, you're ruining any kind of sexuality that you might have left in your relationship if you're sitting there pinching a loaf off in front of your significant other. And I feel that same way about Miskivies, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, she doesn't need to see those.
No. Just,
you know? I don't want you like accidentally sniffing them.
Accidentally. You accidentally? You try to throw it in the washer and it flies up in your face. Like,
maybe you got a big load and you fall down and you're upside down. And, yeah, I don't know.
That'd be a nightmare for everybody.
So I think it's smart that you do that. That's probably not why you do it, though.
That's just, well, I'll tell you the honest reason is I'm a big guy. Okay. If anybody out there listening has never seen me, like, I'm big.
And six 6'7" of twisted steel and sex appeal.
Exactly.
As we like to say. I said that last night doing karaoke in front of all those people.
Oh, you did?
Did you hear me?
No, I didn't.
I brought you up on stage.
Oh, I was kind of mad you were bringing me up. So I think I zoned everything out. I was like, all right, get in the performance zone.
Right.
Get ready for hands to yourself.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know. That was...
Or was it? Because you stayed on stage. You went up first with Tainted Love.
All right, hang on.
Okay, we got to back
up. For the listener.
We're going to have a... Let's jump from laundry. Let's just go right into it.
Okay, so we got to Nashville last night, Wednesday night, a day early, thinking that I had to do press on a Thursday morning. Okay? Also, Brent wanted to get here early. I forgot why you wanted to get here early.
Well, it was just easier than...
Oh, right.
For me, as far as like...
Logistically.
I had to leave, drive a while, pick you up, drive... I mean, it was, you know, ended up being about 8 hours.
Right.
For me, yesterday.
That's a long day. You don't want to perform after.
Exactly. I didn't
want
to do a show.
I get it.
That night.
We had ourselves a travel day.
Yes.
So we got in last night, probably around 4:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked at each other like, are we tired? What do we want to do? It's Nashville. We're excited.
Sidebar real quick.
Go ahead.
We gained an hour.
We gained an hour.
Yeah. We changed time zones.
Right.
Has that been messing with you today?
No.
Oh.
One night of sleeping, that kind of stuff.
Oh, it's been killing me.
Really?
Yeah.
1 hour?
Well, earlier today when you were like, let's go to the gym. And I was like, okay, it's about that. And I was like, it's like 10:45. Like, why?
What's
why are we
up?
Having this conversation at 10:45 in the morning? But I guess I felt like it was late. It's like daylight. For some reason, it's like daylight savings. I don't know. Anyway.
After one good sleep, that stuff doesn't bother me.
Okay.
Unless it's the 3 hour and it's a jet lag thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got here. We're excited. We go... all right, let's go power nap for a minute, and we will text each other, and at some point we'll have to eat, and we'll make it we'll just go get some food.
Yeah, see what's going on.
We'll see if there's some open mics.
Yeah.
We'll let some of our friends know we're here, and we'll just see what's up. Maybe a beer and a burger, and then we're out, because we got to get up in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, fast forward after our little naps, and Brent comes over. I inform Brent, guess what? No press tomorrow. It's Friday.
And I probably gave you a look like.
And Brent was like, yeah, that look that you're giving me now. Like, I wish y'all could see this look. It's a look of, I don't know how to describe this look. It's happiness mixed in with regret before you've done anything bad. Like, you're already regretting.
Yes.
Your mind was ready for an easy night.
Yes. And then, like, everybody we talked to, I was like, let's keep it low key. I don't, you know, I've been driving all day. Let's have a beer, listen to a band.
Right.
And then John kind of bops down.
I go, hey, dude.
Guess what?
No press tomorrow.
That's exactly what I did.
Okay. I said, listen, let's just go to John Rich's new place.
Yes.
Called Redneck Riviera.
Is it new?
It's new. It's under a year.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And, you know, he was on the podcast once.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I met him.
Yeah.
And sort of stayed in touch, just Twitter and that kind of stuff. Nothing, you know, we're not friends, but I know he's hit me up on Twitter a couple times because he gave me, during this last podcast with him, he talked about his new whiskey called Redneck Riviera.
Yes.
And he had some as we tried it right there at his house. And it's very good, by the way.
Like, I will, and this is not a paid sponsorship.
Right.
I don't, as a rule, I don't drink dark liquor.
Yeah.
That was delicious. And I'm not saying that for any other reason other than...
And I know you're not lying because you hadn't had it before and we got there and I made you do a shot with me.
Yes.
And I could see that you were dreading having to do this. But then as soon as you did, you're like, ha! Okay! Like, it's better than you thought.
I'm horrible about... I just wear all my emotions on my face all the time. Like, I have no poker face.
Right, yeah.
You put me at a table, I'll be like, well, look at these cards.
Wow! This is going to be great!
Two aces?
I am all in!
Two aces. Is that good? Is that good?
Wow, look at me! Yeah. So, I said...
Yeah.
Since I've had his whiskey at his house... Oh, by the way... That Redneck Riviera is sort of like what it's the American blended whiskey. So Crown Royal is a blended whiskey. It's got three different ages of different whiskey. It's got like a 5, a 7, and a 15 or something like that. I could be wrong. I don't know the exact years. But that doesn't exist in this country until Redneck Riviera. So he makes it in America.
Uh-huh.
And it's a blend of three different years of whiskey. So it's good. It's very smooth.
It was so smooth. Because like normally you do like Jack Daniels or Jim Beam or something, Grand Whiskey Bourbon, whatever. But it has that bite.
Yeah.
That real aggressive
sting. Really
exactly.
Bad.
This just went, I was like, oh, that's
dangerously smooth.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
So I say, look, let's go to John Rich's new place. I heard they have barbecue too.
Yeah.
We'll go down there. We'll eat some barbecue. We'll drink a beer, take a picture, and then we'll reassess. Well, we get down there, and the bouncer goes, oh, yeah, they're not, kitchen's closed already. So we're like, well, crap. We go to Rock Bottoms across the street. We have some decent food.
Delicious.
Some beers. Rock Bottoms good. They've got, it's right there on the river. It's across from, you can see the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And all of Broadway, it's good location. Anyway, we go there. It's got a full menu. We had some good food and some beers. Mm-hmm. And I go, okay, cross the street, back to Redneck Riviera. We go in there right away.
Oh my gosh, it was amazing.
Yeah,
like so they have. If you've never been to Nashville, every bar, restaurant, barber shop, laundromat, bowling alley, probably homeless shelter has a live band.
Right.
Every
it's
single
almost
place.
Like a city ordinance. Like you're not allowed to exist if there's not some sort of live music coming out of the
yes.
door.
Yes. And it's not even like they don't even put up signs like live music tonight. They all have like the I want to say storefront, but I know that's not the right word. But they just have the windows open.
Yeah. It's like a window front with a stage right in front.
Yeah.
And the doors are always open.
The
windows are open.
So it's just music.
Just pouring out of every spot.
So we walk into Redneck Riviera and the singer.
Yeah. Right away.
Singer of the live band just looks at both of us and into the microphone was just like, no way.
Yeah, and this dude, probably about 5'4", 5'5".
If he was an inch.
Kenny Chesney top.
110 pounds soaking wet.
He had like a sleeveless
T-shirt
cut off. That's the kind of, not sleeveless, but like all the way down to the side. Like
yeah.
Where your
you cut the sleeves off, and then you cut
all
down
the
side
further.
Of the shirt.
Yeah. So you could see the abs on the side, man. And then he had a cowboy hat on. And as soon as he walked in, he's like, no way, dude, what? Oh, and I just walked over and I pretended to know him.
Yeah.
And I said, that's right, buddy. And so cocky. And I went, I hugged him. And I said, John Rich says, hey. Like that, like I know John Rich.
Yeah. You know? You didn't tell me that. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Like, all right, Hemi. Like, I guess he started piecing together what it was.
Yes.
I think Hemi for him was the big one. I don't know.
Well, no, he kept doing it all night. He kept yelling.
That, he kept saying Hemi.
Does that thing have a Hemi?
Right.
He said.
On the microphone.
On the microphone, yeah. And he kept referencing Sir Purr.
Right. Yes, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah, and I think he said born in 04.
Yeah, okay.
Like he was just yelling your catchphrases at the whole bar.
Right, in between. And half of them didn't even know what was going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that was fun. We get there. We go straight to the bar. I go, we got to take a picture and a little video for John Rich, put it up there, let him see we're here. I told him I was coming.
Yeah.
I met him, my word. Let's do it. We get the shots right away. Boom. That was great.
Yeah.
We need a little energy, so we got our signature sugar-free Red Bull vodkas.
Oh, it's the best.
And then we just enjoyed our time there. A couple of interesting things happened there. We saw a celebrity.
We did.
Yes.
We did.
How great was that?
I couldn't believe it. Like, I did that thing where he was behind us.
I couldn't believe no one else was mobbing
me
him.
Either.
He's just by himself. And he was taking pictures of the band.
Yeah.
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 Kid Rock, ladies and gentlemen.
Kid Rock. Yeah.
My name is Kid Rock was there. And
he has
gained a little weight.
Gained a lot of weight.
Still has. He's got big. His arms are bigger than I thought.
Yes. But
still got,
I mean,
the hair.
The long kind of stringy,
straight blonde
hair,
not washed hair.
The hat, like kind of
hat,
bowler hat.
The facial hair.
Facial hair.
The signature chiseled face, nose, chin.
Yeah.
Glasses, had the sunglasses
yeah,
on.
Yeah, had the sunglasses on.
Had the leather vest, I believe.
Yes. It was Kid Rock.
Hanging out.
Plus
20 pounds.
Dude, I was going to say like 80.
That big, huh?
Well, I mean, Kid Rock's like.
He's skinny dude.
He's like.
Yeah, he's always been
real
skinny.
Real skinny.
I've never seen Kid Rock.
I'd call him gangly.
Yeah.
And then this dude was.
Fat Rock was there.
Fat Rock,
everybody.
My name is Fat Rock.
It's Fat, baby.
I'm out of breath.
Fat
Rock. Fat
Ball
Rock.
Ball in the boat. Who pays the pay? Send the buckets. I'm chucking the bucket.
I'm not jumping.
Dude, it wasn't Kid Rock. It was a guy who looked like Kid Rock.
But at first glance,
it was him, right?
Yeah, it was enough for a double take.
Yeah.
Like, you turn around and you're like, oh, wait, shit, was that Kid Rock? No, Fat Rock. That's just Fat Rock.
That's Fat Rock.
It's just Fat Kid Rock.
Oh, man. Not to be confused with Flat Rock.
Yes.
Flat Rock is the ones you can pick up and throw across the river and skip.
You can skip
this
him.
Is a Fat Rock.
This is Fat Rock.
We had ourselves a time there. Now, did you meet a record executive?
I did.
Yeah.
I did meet a record executive.
Did you get a deal?
I did not get a deal. I tried very hard. I was like, hey, man, I don't know if you want to come hear us sing karaoke later, but you're going to sign me on the spot. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't remember his name. I don't think he told me his name, honestly.
I was in line for the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
And
it started with a B. I want to say it was like
Bobby
or Benny or something like that. Yeah,
like
yeah.
That. Had his own business card, and he had a nice leather jacket. He goes, where are you from? I said, I'm from North Carolina, Hickory, North Carolina. He's like, oh, I know where Nashville, North Carolina is. I go, wow, interesting. I thought he meant to say, I said, you mean Asheville? He goes, no, Nashville, North Carolina. Yeah. I go, okay, this guy's legit. And we chit-chat for a while, and I guess he said he does this stuff. I mean, it's got to be on some lower level.
Says he has a studio. He wanted us to come hang out today.
So I told him what I did, and it was so funny. He's like, I go, I'm here. I'm performing at Zanius Comedy Club. I do stand up. He's like, oh, cool, cool. He goes, yeah, I know the headliner there this weekend. The YouTube guy does a lot of YouTube stuff. I go, oh, what's his name? He's like, oh, God, what's his name? He was trying to think of somebody. I go, it's not John Reap, is it? He goes, no. I would know that. I go, well, I said, I'm the headliner. My name is John Reap. He goes, okay. Well, maybe it's a different weekend, like that, you know.
Yeah.
Right away, I sensed bullshit coming out of this guy. So whatever, we hung out there, we had some drinks, and ignored that guy, and then we went across the street.
Ignored that guy. Yeah, we did that and ignored that guy.
And then we left. We thought maybe we'll come back. Brent and I know the guy who runs karaoke at this place called Wannabes.
Wannabes. Strict karaoke bar.
Uh-huh.
We can tell you about last night, but the other times we've been there, I mean, the people that's like, normally you think of karaoke and you're like, oh, you know, people get a little drunk, they have a good time, and it's fun.
Yeah, it's just yeah.
It's just a goofy good time.
Right.
Which we're all about.
Sure.
But Wannabes in Nashville, uh-huh. like, they got people.
They got legit
they are
singers
going for
who
it.
Who are kind of just out there to practice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or that's kind of what it's like.
Or maybe be seen by a record executive.
Like, I think the delusional ones think that.
Right.
But I like what you said about, like, they're legit practicing.
Sure.
They're like, here's a stage.
And you bumping in, going out to do an open mic.
Yeah, it's like an open mic
just
for singers.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So you get, what that means is there's really good singers.
There's really good.
And it's a little intimidating.
It is.
Even though we don't care.
No.
There's a tiny part of you that's hard. You just a performance alone. If
yes.
you see someone go up there who kills it, singing, hits every note.
Yeah.
Brings the house down. And then you go up there and go, oh, man,
all right.
they're gonna hate me because I'm kind of making fun of this whole genre anyway.
Yes.
Not really, but I'm kind of just not
because
respecting
we,
it.
We know we're comedians,
right?
And we always go for the joke.
Yeah, we're just but they're being goofy.
Yeah, exactly. We're having a good time. We're entertainers.
Sure.
And we're not going for a record deal.
No.
But yeah, I think sometimes they look at us and they're like, oh, these assholes are
real smooth.
Stop making fun of us.
Did you not get enough attention on the comedy stage? Now you're going to come here and belittle us?
No, I didn't. Thank you.
I never will, by the way.
I can never get enough.
So we go there. We know the guy. So we've been there many times. We
yes.
have a great time. Brent's always good at I Got What You Need by Biz Markie.
Yeah, Just
That's
a Friend by Biz Markie.
What's
yeah.
it called again? I'm sorry.
Just a Friend.
Just a Friend, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I always do my keep your hands to yourself. And we know the guy who runs the place. So we basically can go up as I mean, more so than maybe most people.
Yes.
So we JJ Brent, shout out, runs the place.
Yeah.
He'll be here
Super
tonight.
Great guy. He's going to be at the show.
Cool guy. I've known him for a while now because of, Brian Kiley, the comedian. I met him through Brian Kiley, the comedian that opened for me. That had a car wreck and died.
Oh, yeah, you told me about
it. That's how we met.
Okay.
Yeah. So there you go. So we go there. Let's go say hey to J.J. Brent. We might not even sing.
Yeah.
Because we'll go there.
Because that place is good enough where you just go and order a drink and just listen.
Sure.
And it's great.
We'll just check out
it's
the
great
scenery
entertainment.
In Nashville
yeah.
and wine on down, right? So we go there right away. J.J.'s like, what's up? We're talking. He's like, I got you guys bar tab. I got you.
Yeah.
So here we go.
All right. Now
the drinks are coming.
If you telling me you don't have media
right,
started me down a negativity rabbit hole, I know myself well enough to know free bar tab. I'm like, oh,
it's over.
I'm in trouble.
It's over. We're both in trouble. So I'm like, here we go. Game on. And so we settle up at the bar. We have some drinks and and I think I told JJ, I was like, we're not in a rush to sing or anything.
Yeah.
But I want to do something different. I want to do Tainted Love this time. And then we also noticed, because it's college bowl season time.
Yes.
There is, it's a mixed crowd of all kinds of people. There is a full-on football team in
yes.
there. The Purdue Boilermakers.
Yeah.
Who are playing in Nashville Friday, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, or today as you hear this. I think, I don't know who they're, oh, they're playing Auburn.
Yeah, you're right. They are playing Auburn.
They're going to get killed.
Yeah, that's not
Most
good.
Most likely.
Yeah, we'll see.
But anyway, they were up there having a good time, singing and whatever, you know, and I'm like, oh, this will be fun. I'm going to go up there and give them something different.
Yeah.
You know? I'm assessing the crowd thinking, they're not going to appreciate Keep Your Hands to Yourself by
yes.
Georgia Satellites. This crowd's too young for that.
Yeah.
Let me
so
do
let's
something.
Give them Tainted Love.
Well, it's more like. Fun and
yeah.
you know, upbeat or I don't know what I was thinking. I heard it the other day. The GM will go, I'm gonna sing that one next time.
Nice
in my brain.
See, I'll be honest. I have a whole list of songs in my phone.
Oh, good.
That I've been keeping for like the last 6 months.
Santa's Pub, save it for Santa.
Yes.
So I get up there and JJ, who plays the songs,
really also, good DJ,
great DJ,
just as far as keeping the energy going.
Keeps the energy going. Has videos he plays in between songs and has in between songs. He, before I get up there, started saying, well, ladies and gentlemen, this next guy, you can see him at Zany's Comedy Club. And it starts playing my video from Harold and Kumar.
Yes.
The scene where I shoot the deer. And then you hear this football team start to freak out a little bit. I'm like, oh,
this
man.
This is so great.
And then I get up there, and I start singing, and right on the front row, there's like three of them. They're going, oh, shit, no, no, what the, what? Like that. They're freaking out. And I found out later, after I sang my song, I got them on stage. They're filming me with their phones, and it's... I'm like, what is going on right now?
So then one dude jumped up with you.
Yeah.
And then your song.
I invited him up there. I said, come up here, buddy.
Then your song,
that song
ended.
Is tough. Yeah.
And you stayed on stage, and then my song came on, Biz Marquee.
And that's when I introduced you to the stage after I caused a ruckus.
Yes.
With the football team.
But then.
That has now.
Now it's a hip hop song.
Yes.
And they are like, these two dudes are insane.
Right. They loved us.
Yes. So I introduced my song.
You. I said, ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage right now, 6'7" of Twisted Steel and Sex Appeal. I did the whole thing. But your face was like, oh, hi.
So I do my song, and they're at like three or four football players come on the stage.
Right.
And it's so much fun.
That's a great
song. You got what I
Everybody
need.
Loves that song.
And then, but what I loved was afterwards. So I finished, and they're like, and then JJ again was like, John and Brent are going to be at Zany's this weekend. And they just swarmed you.
Yeah, they just came right at me. One guy like, no, bro, you don't understand, man. You don't understand. He starts going through his phone. He showed me a video of them watching that scene. From Harold and Kumar, and about how they say that's their favorite part in the whole movie.
Yeah.
And they quote it all the time, and they go back and they have their own private jokes about it. And they were flipping out that now they met the guy.
And that's so cool,
man. So I was doing lines that I was like, don't make me come whip your Cyclops. I was doing all that stuff. They were freaking out. I loved it. It was great.
No, it was so good.
We had a good time. I will say
there was one part where I feel like I might have hurt ticket sales. Because, like, you know, they know we're at Zany's this weekend.
Yeah.
And then a couple went up and sang Africa.
Oh, yeah.
By Toto.
That's hard to sing.
That was. But I was like, in the back of my head, I was like, I fucking love this song.
Yeah.
And I just went, and I was in the middle of the dance floor by myself.
Dancing,
just doing the goofiest ass dance. I don't even know, like, I was like interpretive dancing it and like all this stuff, and in the head I'm like, you shouldn't be doing this, man, but I'm like, I love this song.
That's what happens when Africa comes on. You just have to catch some rains down there, and you were catching them by yourself.
Dude I was blessing all the rains.
It's a fun song.
Yeah,
it's hard to say because that one was like, it's always up there, you know.
Yeah,
kind of like Justin's on a vacation. You know,
you
is
just
that
can't.
The same? That's not the same.
No. Yeah. That's not.
But
the outfield.
Respect anybody can sing that song.
Yeah, really.
But they did great, and you were having a good time.
Shout out to, I don't know who it was, a guy did "Don't Stop Me Now" by Queen.
Oh yeah,
and nailed
he
it.
He did great. He nailed it. Yeah,
and Queen is hard.
That's a tough. Yeah, Queen's hard. And we you know, we were palling around with everybody, not just the football team, but we were high-fiving people, getting liquored up because the booze just kept a coming. I believe we sang Sledgehammer.
We did sing Sledgehammer.
And I did eventually sing Keep Your Hands to Yourself.
Keep Your Hands to Yourself.
And then after that, it's getting fuzzy. One of the great things about Nashville is not only is every place great with its own music coming out of it, they're also kind of connected.
Yeah.
Like, you can go to the bathroom, and just while you're at the bathroom, you're like, where does this hallway go? Then you go down another hallway, and then you're in another bar.
You're in another bar.
You came in the back way.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where the bathroom was.
Yeah.
So we were, when you would use the bathroom, you'd look over and go, like, what's over here? And you see three guys on stage. Not sold out crowd, but just playing, doing great.
Yeah.
And I think you were like, oh, man, let's check these dudes out.
Yeah. I just sat there for a while.
Yeah. So we went over there, and we were both bouncing around back and forth, and that's when I was like, I think I'm out of here.
Yeah,
like it was starting to kick, it was starting to hit me,
mm-hmm.
and I said, I'm going to leave now before it gets worse. So I walked over to you and said, I'm bouncing. You said, cool, man. I requested an original song from these guys, so I'm going to sit here and listen to it. And then I left, and I was jonesing for a cigarette, but I didn't want to buy a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
I just wanted one cigarette, and this homeless guy came up to me. As I was standing outside, just kind of looking around, like, who looks nice enough? Who is smoking that I can ask for one cigarette?
Yeah.
And I had half a drink left. I'm just kind of standing there, and I see this homeless guy. He's like, hey, man, you got it, man. And I was like, I don't, I'm sorry, man, but you can have this drink. You want my drink? He's like, no, I really want it. I was like, no, just take the drink. I mean, do you want it? He's like, yeah, okay, I'll take it. He's like, you don't have a cigarette, do you? And so he gave me a cigarette, and I gave him my drink. And then, so I didn't have to drink anymore. I smoked and just walked on home. And I think you stayed and listened to the band for
a while. Yeah, I sat and listened to the band for a while. They seem pretty cool.
Yeah, so that's Nashville, man.
That's it's Nashville. Great. That's
you
it,
have
baby.
A blast, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
They force it. And so...
if I die this weekend, it's understandable.
I mean...
like now, like...
I do kind of want to die here.
just wanna
not
die.
This weekend, but eventually.
Dying in Nashville. That's a perfect name for a country song.
Dying in Nashville.
Dying in Nashville.
Oh, man. So... we passed out, didn't have to get up this morning for any kind of press, slept in, text you, said, what's the plan? Let's hit the gym.
Went to the gym.
We go to Planet Fitness. Then right away we ruined that.
Yeah.
We go to Cookout.
Right over to Cookout.
And then we pig out, and then we took our little nappies.
A little nap.
And now it's showtime, baby.
Yeah. I mean, looking. We got a...
it's we got 40 minutes till showtime.
38 minutes. And you got to get your coasters out.
We've got to get my coasters. We're going to wrap this up.
Yes.
You got anything last minute you want to throw out there to the people of the world? Any shout outs? I'm
back there doing math.
Doing math. That's right. Shout out Dusty Slay.
Shout out Dusty Slay. Now, man, I mean, we're together for Huntsville, and then.
Yeah, come see us.
And then I'm at the Cary Theater with his wife, Hannah.
Oh, very nice.
On Cary, right outside of Raleigh, on January 12th.
Okay.
And then.
At a theater.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great.
What about you? What do you got coming up?
Well, just here with you. And then next gig, doing a theater gig in New Philadelphia, Ohio.
Okay.
One off, just one show. And then I'm doing Fort Worth, Texas, Hyenas after that in January. That's about it.
All right.
January. I'm taking it easy. I'm looking after dad.
Yeah.
Quick dad update. Skilled nursing facility still there. Mom just today, just right before this podcast, texted me. He went back to Winston-Salem to get other tests done. He was up for 5 hours today, which is good.
That's good.
He's not usually up that long. And he is slowly getting better, folks. And thank you for the love. Thank you for the support. He loves the videos you've made. So we're keeping on, reaping and on. Still getting better. Just follow us on social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on Snapchats, Pinterest, you name it. We are out there easy to find.
Yes.
All right. That's it, folks. For Brent Blakeney.
Thank you.
I am John Reap. Happy Friday, everybody.
And the radio up, I like to see sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And no mother's love.